And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. June kicks off with corporate America doubling down on ideology that most Americans have clearly rejected. 29 of Major League Baseball's 30 teams are hosting Pride Nights this month, complete with rainbow merchandise and donations to LGBTQ organizations. Only the Texas Rangers have maintained their longstanding policy of welcoming everyone without wading into cultural politics. Meanwhile, one angry shopper discovered her local Target had replaced its Pride section with patriotic USA merchandise, and she's absolutely livid about it. Imagine being upset that a store promotes pride in country instead of pride in bedroom behavior. Speaks volumes about where our cultural moment is currently at. Not everyone is playing along with corporate virtue signaling. An Idaho saloon has canceled Pride Month entirely, replacing it with heterosexual awesomeness month, complete with drinks and merchandise. And you know, it's kind of refreshing to see businesses actually celebrate what 97% of the population in this country actually is. The battle over women's sports continues with tragic predictability in Washington State, where the same trans-identifying male runner claimed his second consecutive girls' championship. The guy won the 400-meter race with a healthy lead, just as he did last year with a record-smashing time. He previously finished 164th out of 172 when he ran against boys. But apparently, struggles like that makes victories more meaningful. Yeah, the crowd appropriately booed all throughout. Speaking of questionable government priorities, Tulsa's first black mayor wants to spend $105 million on reparation for a 1921 massacre. Monroe Nichols calls it a road to repair, targeting neighborhoods affected by an attack that killed between 36 and 300 people over a century ago. Only two survivors remain alive, but they won't receive individual checks. Instead, the money funds housing, cultural preservation, and business support in specific areas. Makes you wonder which essential services get cut to fund this $100 million guilt offering. Even climate policy generates absurd international disputes now. The Netherlands is accusing Belgium of stealing their wind through strategically placed turbine farms that create wake effects, weakening winds for Dutch installations. Experts are confirming that these turbines actually increase surface temperatures through air mixing, literal global warming from green energy projects. The irony would be pretty funny if it wasn't so expensive. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.